Yisurim and the problems and the Yisoynus is coming a Shlichim from Hashem, is it's a cure for jealousy. We said, if you've got a problem and everybody else has got the same problem, as the problem's a problem, that doesn't go away. But all the ribis that comes with a problem, you don't have. Very often it's all the other stuff around the problem that makes the problem so bad. It's a problem, it's not the worst problem in the world. It's the sense of, why doesn't he have these problems? Why do I be the one? Knowing that everybody has the same problem makes life a lot easier. And therefore, if a person understands that he has a unique job, and in his world, Tucker, nobody has children. If you lived in a world where nobody had children, yeah, you wouldn't be bad. You wouldn't feel bad. You wouldn't be broken that you never had children. If Adam Arishon, who is the only person in the world, yeah, didn't have children, didn't have panasa, didn't have whatever. So, because in this world, no one has children. Mabaya. So if a person understands that he is Bishvimin Divro Ilam, he's a Yochid with a unique mission in the world. So he understands that in this world where I live, because I live in my own world, Kacha 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 is normal. Whatever the problem he's having is. It doesn't take away the pain. It doesn't take away the pain. It doesn't take away the Aval. It helps a heck of a lot.
Problem is, it's a mitzvah, and people have not the chance to do the mitzvah.
Which mitzvah?
To have children.
So first of all, for a woman, there's no mitzvah. Okay. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah pruruvu, number one. For the man, it's a mitzvah pruruvu. He has a mitzvah to be makayim hishtadlus, the mitzvah pruruvu. Okay. As long as he did his hishtadlus, same as in panasa. He made his hishtadlus, he didn't have panasa. So he did everything he had to do. I don't have to do more than I have to do. We have to get this clear as well. We have to do what we have to do. I don't have to do more than I have to do, but I have to do what I have to do.
They feel guilty.
So that's an incorrect thought. That's the problem. The actual etzem pain, I don't have children. Rahmanul Islam. I'm just using an example because it's a big one. The etzem pain, I don't have children, is a pain. We don't have a cure for that. It's the feeling guilty, it's the jealousy, it's all the secondary problems that go around it that are unnecessary, and if you understand who you are and what your mission in the world is, those problems go away.
The difference between intellectual and emotional. Intellectual.
That's another problem. That's another problem. That's another problem. That's with everything. That's not just, I'm not going to cure that, Yeah, we're getting the intellectual understanding of Ashkofa Satoyim. Now go and spend the next 100 years trying to internalize it. We said that right in that Dhamma. This is not a replacement for Musa. This doesn't replace the need for a Musa Seder, of course. You have to take the idea you're trying to internalize, go find a corner somewhere where no one will interrupt you, and sit and cry for a couple of hours, of course. And if you can't cry, scream. That's not even a question. We're discussing an ideal now. We're discussing a Shkofas HaTorah. When you work out where you are, always go back to this. It's the most useful tool you'll ever learn. Always go back to real ideal process. Identify what we're discussing. We're discussing an ideal. Okay? Because you can walk out of here depressed. Well, I'm just not holding here, so therefore I might as well just go home. No, we're describing an ideal. We're describing Ashkofa as a Torah. We're discussing Shulchan Aruch of Ashkofa. Right? That's the ideal. Now go home and work out where you're holding. And celebrate where you're holding, however far it is from the ideal. And now work out an exercise program to get your biceps to look like your thighs. If that's what you want to do. You want to look like a gorilla, and right now you look more like a mosquito. So I'm just using a very crude marshal, but it's a good marshal. You want to be this superhuman, you know, like... So accept that you're a mosquito, want to be like a gorilla, and now go about setting up a training program, how to get there. That's always the problem of getting from here to here. That's not unique to this. That's unique to anything that you want to do. But the problem is we don't even have the intellectual understanding of reality. We walk around with false perceptions. That's our problem. I give you a very simple example that we've been... Not simple, I mean, example simple. The avoider is complex, but we've been discussing this often. Panasa. If you know intellectually that your panasa comes from Hashem and has nothing to do with your ishtadlis, even though you're not holding there emotionally, you're not holding there lamaisa, you're a lot better off than going around thinking that your panasa comes from your efforts. There's an enormous gap between having the wrong intellectual perception to having the right intellectual perception, even though you haven't internalized it. You with me? If you think intellectually that your panasa comes from your hishtadlis, right? That's one way of life. Now, you know intellectually that your panasa doesn't come from Mishtalis. Your panasa comes from Hashem. Mishtalis is something which we don't really understand, but you've got to do it anyway. We do understand it, but just say you don't understand. But you've got to do it anyway, but you know that there's no connection whatsoever between Mishtalis and your panasa. But internally, you haven't internalized that. You still have daigas, you still have worries, you're still not sure if you're making enough Ishtalis, not enough Ishtalis. You're grappling, but intellectually you know that it's all from Hashem. You're much better off than the guy who's walking around thinking that his Ishtalis makes panasa. Even though you haven't internalized it. You take an enormous step of having correct Torah Hashkafa.
The guy who has true belief that the panasa comes from Hashem.
That's completely internalized. The Baal B'tochen.
When he looks at his bank account, he knows he's got this coming out. It's like, is it normal for him not to worry?
I don't know what normal means. Depends for him. Once again. Let's go to ideal. Ideal is the Baal B'tochen has no daigas, no worries, yeshuva das. Kagomol ala imoy is like a baby who's feeding from his mother. A one-day-old baby doesn't have any worries. He's gomol ala imoy, so he doesn't have any worries. David HaMelech Shloshim. Gomol alai imoy. He's a one-day-old baby, 1 week old baby. He has any worries? It makes any difference where his food's coming. He's got his money. No, he's not sick. The baby's not worrying. Oh, I hope mama there's enough milk. Maybe she should phone the, mom. Maybe she should try. Shoot daigas. Try to imagine what that feels like. So it's a gemurah exercise to sit there and medamiyam what it feels like. Gomol alai imoy. Right? Now he grows up and whatever. He's gone through the stages of his life and now it's got to be kegomol alai imoy. His relationship with Hashem, David HaMelech says, has to be kegomol alai imoy. The mechus, the essence of betochen means I am secure. Security in Yeshuvat Das is not a tweetsa of betochen, it's the essence of betochen. The lotion of the Chovas HaLavavos says is the mechus of betochen is Yeshuvat Das, menuchas hanefesh. It's not, if you've got lots of money in the bank, you have Yeshuvat Das. If you have betochen, you have Yeshuvat Das. Betochen means I'm secure. Security, betochen means I feel secure. When you feel secure, you're not worried, nachon? I'm talking about an ideal. The Baal B'tochen has no worries. There's no worry in the world. He has the same, using the Briskalov's Meiser, he has the same Yeshuvat Das in terms of panasa that the guy's got $50 billion in the bank. He is as secure in his panasa as Bezos is. Bezos is worried today about what he's going to eat tomorrow? No, he's got other worries. Don't worry. I'm just trying to give you. Forget about him. Forget about him because he's Nebuch. The guy must have done to get such an oinesh. I don't know. But anyway, forget it. Take a guy. He's got whatever. He's got $50,000 in the bank. Yeah. So today, has he got daigas about what he's going to eat tomorrow? No. He's completely secure that tomorrow he'll be able to buy a loaf of bread. The guy who doesn't have a bean, he doesn't have, mamash doesn't have 1 cent in his pocket, but he's a Baal B'tochen, has the same Yeshuvat Das as the guy who's got $50,000 in the bank.
Makes sense.
Makes sense? Intellectual. I'm talking coolly in the ideal.
It's not, I'm going to go buy a loaf of bread. I'm going to have
I can go to sleep tonight totally calm and relaxed, the same way as the guy who's got $50,000 in the bank in terms of my loaf of bread. In terms of the holiday home in the Bahamas, I don't know, maybe they both got worries. Just get it simple. You got it? Exactly the same Yeshuvat Das. That's already the guy who's internalized. There's a Baal B'tochen. I'm talking about somebody who hasn't internalized it. He's still lying awake at night, tossing and turning and chopping and whatever, and he hasn't got it yet. Okay? He's a normal guy. I don't know about normal. I don't like the word normal. Normal means what's normal for me, not normal. There's no standard, no objective standard. It's subjective. But he heard a shiur today and he understands intellectually it makes sense, like Mr. Chesney said, it makes perfect sense that my status upon us is that I have a token in Hashem, intellectually understand the money's coming from me, and I really shouldn't be worried, but I'm worried, that's my real. All I'm saying is he's better off than the guy who still thinks that the Ishtadis is making the panasa. Mm-hmm. When this guy's sitting and tossing and turning or whatever, even now he had a thought in his head, I'll say, 1 second, just 1 second, calm down. You know that it's coming from Hashem, whatever. Yeah, I know, but, okay, that's the struggle. But you've made an enormous stride in having correct Torah Hashkafa. Now go and internalize it. It's like with everything. It's not just in Panos, it's with everything. You first have to have the correct intellectual understanding of the subject. And now go and internalize it, whatever it is. Today the void is in Bitachon and Emunah. There's no question that that's the Ikar void of this generation. But we have this area in many, many, many different areas. Excellent question. Excellent question. Excellent question.
What was
ask
the question?
It so everybody can hear while I make the coffee.
Yes, we will turn off the tape.
What's the question?
So the advice had been maybe you shouldn't be learning out for time, you should be providing for exam. And the question is, why was it advice if you strengthen at the top on it so you can keep learning?
You have a high level of Bitachon, you don't have to work.
There's two dangers, we've mentioned this here before. To answer your question, we have to cover a lot of ground that we've covered already. No, but it's good. That's what the Chazor is. No, that's other rubber. That's what this is. We're working on the top and we're not just learning, right? First, I have to understand what Ishtadlis is and why we make Ishtadlis and why he was given the advice to make the Ishtadlis. The second question is why not Mechazek is Bitachon? The biggest dangers when you start becoming a Baal Bitachon is the danger of giving lectures in Bitachon. Guy knocks on your door and he needs money. It's a guy, you know, claps on the bima after davening. You have it here?
No.
Yeah, in Tifrach we have it, so I assume I can extrapolate that. Mistama, after davening, Baruch Hashem, you know. He didn't like to give money, so people come around to help them. They knock on the table and he's collecting money because they have food in his house or Khanistan and he needs money, please can you help him? So you call the guy aside and you tell him, listen, man, you know where your panosa comes from? Well, what are you clapping the bimus for, whatever? Hashem pulls up, give him a sharing. Strengthening and send him on his way. It's an enormous, enormous danger that. And I'll tell you why. Why are there poor people in the world? This is a question that who asked Rabbi Akiva. It's Gemara, one of the Roman or whatever. It was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Tinfus Rufus, whatever, asked Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Yeah, that was, sorry. Okay,
so you can learn to give so that you can appreciate what he's giving to you.
Much deeper than that. Much deeper. That's what they taught you when you were 6 years old. Yeah? Why are they poor people?
In order to allow people to make.
Why do we need to allow people to give? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a problem. There's a serious problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world how? By looking in the Torah. When he looks in the Torah, he sees there's a mitzvah of stocker. So what could he do? He wasn't planning on building, he wasn't planning on having rich and poor people. But he has a look in the Torah and he says, it's got to be stocker. No, who's going to give stocker? Who's going to need stocker? There are no poor people in the world. Sashem. I'm speaking. No, of course not. Hashem created the Torah. But it's, what does it mean? Hashem was mistakel boraisa or borolomoy. What's it coming to teach you? It's not coming to teach you that Hashem decided that there's poor people, so therefore we'll get the rich people to give the poor people, have a side benefit of rich people learning how to give. And poor people learning how to take. No. L'chadchila, I need stock in the world. I need a world that has stock in the world. I need a world where there's kibbutz avayim. Hashem didn't have to make mothers and fathers to have babies. Hashem could have created a world where people don't have mothers and fathers. But he's got a problem. It says in the Torah there's kibbutz avayim. So now he has to have parents so that there's kibbutz avayim. Otherwise, how do you have kibbutz avayim? You get what I'm saying? Of course Hashem could have created a world without kibbutz avayim. Why kibbutz avayim has to be in the Torah that we're not discussing? But it's in the Torah. So Hashem looks in the Torah. There's a mitzvah of stocker. Right? So the only reason why this oni is in the world is for you to give him stocker. So he knocks on the door and what do? You send him to Hashem. Hashem says, I can't take care of him. Well, I can take care of him. I don't need you to take care of him. I'm getting to knock on your door because I can't look after this guy. I want him to knock on your door because you need the mitzvah of stocker. So why are you sending him back to me with the shear of the talker? Rav Desli explains it this way. Father sitting on his nice, comfortable lounge chair, and he calls his oldest son, Reuven, and he says, Reuven, please can you give me a glass of water? Zaki in the midst of kibbutz avayim, arichas yomim, give me a glass of water. Reuven says, sure, Abba. He goes off and thinks, you know what? Abba was mazaka me in the midst of kibbutz avayim. It's like a baldi kibbutz or whatever, but I shouldn't be selfish and keep it all for myself. He says, Shimon, come here. calls his younger brother, says, Shimon, Abba was mazaken in his mitzvah of kibbutz avim to no loss of water. I don't want to take all this chut for myself, whatever. So I'm being mazaken, you go give Abba a glass of water and you get the arikas yom or whatever we can share. You'll be my shliach. Shimon's off his way to get the glass of water. He thinks, you know what? Reuven was mazaken me in this mitzvah, a kavaldika thing. Why should I keep it all for myself? So Levi calls the younger brother. He says, Levi, Reuven was mazaken me in this beautiful mitzvah of being mechabed Abba and giving him a glass of water. And I don't want to keep it all for myself. So I'm being mazaken you in the mitzvah. You go give Abba the glass of water. So Levi thinks to himself, he says, one second, Reuven thought it was so choshu, whatever, that he gave it to Shimon. Shimon, this is such a gavaldik mitzvah, it's so important, it's so fantastic, he wanted to give it to me. I don't have any more brothers. I don't want all this for myself. I learned from others. You have to share. So he goes to his Abba. He says, Abba, I've got such a gavaldik mitzvah, but I want it all for myself. Go get yourself a glass of water. When you give a sharing betochen to somebody who comes to you for help, that's what you're doing. You're sending him back to Hashem. Now, once you've given him stock, and you want to machazak him, and you want to help him so that you can, you know, raise his spirits or whatever, and give him some chizak in the tochen, avada, that's a good thing to do. I'm not saying not. You have to make a judgment call when and how it's appropriate. If it's in davening, you're usually running out of davening. You haven't got time for that anyway. Much happier just giving him a shekel and getting out of his way. But adarabba, you want to machazak him, but first, what are you supposed to be doing? Now, once again, that's correct hashkofa. This guy doesn't need me. He's coming to ask me for tzedakah because he needs me. Hashem can't look after him. Never. So you've got to help. No, I need to makam the. How am I going to makam the mitzvah of tzedakah? So Hashem sent this guy to my door to give him tzedakah. Now you have to make a cheshbon. Do you? Don't you? How? Now you're into the world of halacha. Now you have to make all your cheshbonos. And the echakoid meme, there's a whole shulchan aruch on how to give tzedakah properly. The big yitzahara not to give tzedakah properly. Is that okay? But tzedakah giving shirim and betochen. I once went to speak to a very choshev Rosh Yeshiva about parnosa problems, whatever, and he got me a whole shirim betochen. So I don't know how to keep my mouth closed. That's not a good quality. So I told him, it seems to me that you're a big baal betochen. I'm not. So why don't you take the money and give it to me and Hashem will pay you back. He wasn't so happy with mine. Because he had his problems, he had his issues, whatever. The fact that he was giving me a shiri betochen meant that he
needed to hear himself.
He, whatever. No, I was being sincere. I wasn't being chutzpah. I was being deadly sincere. I would love to have your betochen, but I don't have it. So practice what you preach. Give me the money and have betochen that you'll get it back. Well, why are you giving me a speech of betochen? I didn't come here for speech of betochen. I came here for money. After you've given me money or you've given me eitzes how to go about it, then you want to give me chizuk and give me a share in avada. I want to yadet. I'd love to yadet. Betochen is a moedika gift to give somebody. But first feed them and then give them shirim and betochen. That's question number one. That answers that question. And he did, by the way, give him a lot of chizuk afterwards. Number two is we spoke about this, and it's more, if you don't want to yell this again, stop me, because it requires constant chizuk. Why do we have to make ishtadlis bichlal? It's talking for you, and when somebody comes to ask you. Remember? So we have to start again.
We have a mishnah.
Chayves halavavah says, Hishtadlis einu moil. Hishtadlis doesn't help, it doesn't do anything. Avalu muchrach, but you have to do it. If it doesn't do anything, why am I doing this? They tell me that the steering wheel is not connected to the wheels bichlal. It's completed, go have a look, you'll see. It's a fake steering wheel. Right? It's one of these self-driving buses. Hashem says, I know, but I want you to drive. Do me a favor. What do I have to do this for? I'm not defecting. Why am I doing this? This is the question. And of course it leads on to other questions. How much he studies? When he studies? Not he studies. So the Masilis Yesharim says, why do we have to make ishtadlis? Because of the klal of bezesa pecha toicha lechem. Before Adam Rishon sinned, there was no ishtadlis. Adam Rishon lay on his back and the malachim fed him. And all he had to do was shame of Oved. He had to keep the mitzvahs and shame and keep Gan Eden. And this doesn't mean he was planting trees and plowing. That's not what it meant by shame. It means in the mitzvahs, in ruchnis. And the malachim took care of all his physical needs. He probably didn't have too many. He barely had a goof. So his physical needs must have been really skimpy. But whatever that is. After the chet, there's a klal of bezesa pecha toicha lechem. You have to go and make ishtadlis. How much? Says him, Mr. Yisharim, the minimum. As little as possible. because nobody pays more tax. Nobody wants more of a curse than is necessary. So you do the minimum. The problem is the Maseilas Yesharim never mentioned what the minimum is. What is the minimum? How much is the minimum? And this is a problem that we all grapple and struggle with. What is the minimum? So how did we answer the question? This is Rav Desler, a foolish. Have a look. I'm not saying anything of my own here. So Rav Desler explains like this. You guys don't remember this? I'm not talking to you and you. Hello, anybody out there? I've only spoken about this about six times this month. You've heard it before? You remember? At least it rings a bell?
Yes.
Everyone's looking at like they're, wow, this is...
We're all trying to avoid eye contact.
No, you're supposed to turn around and say, no, we got it already. Can we learn something new?
But for the people who didn't. No, we know it.
So says Rav Desler like this. We know that charote is a very powerful tool. Charote. Regret. Regret, if that's the right word. It's not the right word. Velo shovelonu. It's not worth it. I shouldn't have done it. It's a very powerful tool. It can wipe out aveiras. It can wipe out mitzvahs. The dugma. A person does an aveira, and then he does tshuva, complete tshuva. When was he better off? Before he did the aveira, or after having done the aveira and having done tshuva? When's he better off and why? Before
he's got a kind of shmir, he's not going to do it again.
So he's better off having done the aveira and done tshuva.
It doesn't mean it's better to do the aveira.
No, of course you don't go do the aveira now. We're talking about once he's done it, after the fact, where is he better off?
That's the principle.
Correct.
Of the Baal being able to stand in the place.
Correct, correct, correct. Excellent. Before he did the aveira, could he do the aveira?
Yes.
Mariah, he did the aveira. Now that he's done tshuva, says the Rambam, Hashem will aid. That he won't do the Aveira again. So having done the Aveira and having had Charota, he won't go back to do it again. He's sickened by what he did. He's not going to go back and do it again. So he's better off having done the Aveira, had serious Charota, done Tshuva, now he won't do it again. Same with the Mitzvah. Person does a Mitzvah. God knocks on the door. You normally give 10 shekels to God, knocks on your door, whatever. I don't know, you get some of sugars in your head. You happen to have 10,000 shekels lying around the house, whatever. You gave the guy 10,000 shekels, Hashem will take care of it, he'll call Beseder, whatever, do a mitzvah, and off the guy goes. 5 minutes later, you think to yourself, what was I doing? Where was your head? You were sugar? How do you go give away so much money? It's crazy. 2 minutes later, a guy knocks on his door and he asks you for the stocker, how much is he going to get? He'll be lucky to get away with a shekel. What happened? You were better off before or after? You're better off before you did this mitzvah than after you did the mitzvah at Charota. Why? Because if this mitzvah came to you before you did it, you would do the mitzvah. Now that you've done the mitzvah and had Charota,
you've lost the mitzvah and lost the money.
You won't do the mitzvah again. Fine.
And lost the mitzvah.
And
of giving.
That's a big discussion. The Charota wipes out the mitzvah. Well, Chana discusses there's two parts to the mitzvah, whatever, how Charota works. Good, okay. Excellent. That's another subject. Take out the Rebbe Chana and learn that as well. It's also important. How Charota, what Charota actually does to the Aveira and to the mitzvah. Now, what about Betochen? Let's apply this principle, says Rav Desler, to Betochen. Person decides he's not going to work, he's not going to think about it for a year, he's going to sit in yeshiva, and whatever, his friends can go off and start jobs and whatever, he's sitting learning, he has Betochen, he's going to sit and learn. And he does for a year, sits and learns for a year. At the end of the year, he thinks to himself, that was very good. Guns fine, I'm glad I did it. But now I see things are getting a bit difficult. I have to go get a job. Sad. Didn't lose anything. Made his betochen still intact. And now he's going out to get a job. What's the problem? Is that at the end of the year, he thinks to himself, what was I thinking? Look where all my friends are. Look, I don't have money in the car. I've lost a year or 2 years or whatever of the corporate club. I was such an idiot. Where was your head? What were you doing thinking that you could learn the whole time and never make panos or whatever? How are you going to feed the kids and all the chayvas are piling up? When was he better off? Before he exercised his betochen or after he's done what he did? So obviously he's better off before he did it. He had a level of betochen. He had a ramah of betochen. And he exercised that betochen. He had charota. Could he ever do that again? Maybe one day, but not right now. The charota has wiped out whatever betochen he had. He's been toyal arishenos. He's at Charata. He's gone back and uprooted what he had. That means, if this is clear, this is all clear, the analogy to Charata in Betochen is clear. No? You had a level of Betochen which enabled you to do a certain thing. You did that thing and you have Charata. What happened to your Betochen? Your Betochen's not intact anymore. Your Betochen's been damaged. Think about it.
No, I am. I just think that a person with the right level of Betochen will know that he's not necessarily going to get what he thinks he wants.
We're not talking about the right level of Betochen. We're talking about a person who had enough Betochen to go out and do what he did. Okay. And now he's having Charata.
Okay.
The right level of Betochen is...
That means he's a bad interpretation. It's like how you never lose. He thinks he's losing something. It's wrong.
Correct, he's wrong, could be, I don't know, but the bottom line is he's had Charata.
Yeah.
And if he's had Charata, he's lost whatever darga, whatever level he had before.
Yeah.
Correct, not correct. It's not the focus here. Achinami, why even Charata because you gave Tztoka?
Yeah.
Good, but he is. That's another question. Explain to you exactly what the cure is. What comes out from this is that mitzvah ishtadlus, the ishtadlus, is there to protect your betochen. That means you have to find the minimum, according to the Mesir Shorim, betochen, ishtadlus, to make that won't be toil harishonos, that you won't have charata. That means I have to make enough ishtadlus so that if it doesn't work, I won't have charata. That's the formula for how much ishtadlus you need. If you make too little ishtadlus, it's much more complicated than this, but just I want to get the definitions clear and then we can apply it later. You have to make enough ishtadlus so that if it doesn't work, you won't say, "Hey, such an idiot, I really should have done more." That means before I make a ishtadlus, I ask myself, if I don't get what I want here, if this doesn't work, if the panasa doesn't happen, am I going to think to myself, idiot, you could have done more? Find the minimum that you won't be toler ishoydos. Now that's a complicated cheshbon to make, and that person has to sit down and be honest with himself, consult his rov, speak to someone who's objective, because you're not objective. We're not objective. We either want to make too little ishtadlus or too much ishtadlus. We're never objective in this area. Speak to someone who is objective to help you be realistic about it. But it's not based on what's normal in the world and how much and where. Now, a lot of this depends on your level of betochen, where you're holding in betochen. And Avdesla has a whole few essays where he discusses different levels of betochen. It's such much bent trying to see where you fit in there. It's hard to find your place in all those different levels, whatever. But a person has to be honest with himself. If I don't work and I don't do anything and at the end of the year I don't have any money and I'm bankrupt and whatever, am I going to be okay with that and say, "Kol ma David Rachman on the top of it, it's all mishamayim, I'm cool, I'm fine, my betochen has not been affected and I'm shalom al Yisrael"?
You're never going to be okay with that. Even if you're betochen.
Don't tell me what I'm not going to be.
No, I'm never going to be.
But you, so then you, so good, so then you.
Even if I do all these status in the world, I mean, if it's not or I do none, I'm never going to be okay with it at the end of the year. I'm bankrupt.
So then you have no betochen. There's not going to be something. So then you have no betochen. Good. So then get in touch with it.
Betochen of being bankrupt.
Betochen, we said. What's that? Whoa. No. Good.
No,
how do we define?
Hello,
once again. You have no betochen, and you're functioning with the Chovas HaLevavos' definition of betochen, which is a Baal betochen gets whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Remember the two levels of betochen we discussed? Yeah, back in the early days. We said that there's two shittas of betochen, essentially. There's a Chovas HaLevavos shitta, which is Baal betochen gets whatever he asks for, whatever he wants. If you have enough betochen, you'll get it. Baal betochen gets whatever he wants. Yeah. Whatever you want. Fine.
Okay.
Then we had Rashi Shita Betochen. Tomim Tiyim Hashem Elokecha. Al Techakeh La Sidois. Elokol Sheyova Alecha Makabal Ba'ava B'Simcha Lo Zuchhe B'Dikut Alo Shem Elokecha.
That means, I don't know what's good for me. I don't know what I want. I know that whatever happens, that's what's good for me.
That means,
Makabal B'Simcha. That means if I have Panosa, I'm Makabal B'Simcha. If I don't have Panosa, I'm Makabal B'Simcha. Knowing, this is the best possible. I'm talking about it, the person who has this level of betochen.
That's really hard.
Once again, we're talking about the ideal. We're not talking about real now. I'm talking in the ideal. We're comparing the two shittas of Ashkofa of Batoch.
Okay.
So that's always in the ideal when you're discussing Ashkofa of the law.
Well, the first one's easier.
No, it's not. It's not, because you have to really be holding. You have to really be a Baal Batoch. That means you're keeping all the mitzvahs because you know that Hashem's right here. You can't have betochen and that's another machloek, because the Chovis Lavavos and the Vilna Gaon. I'm going to that, but according to the Chovis Lavavos Pashtus, you need to be holding. The betochen has to be sincere. That means I can rely on Hashem to give me my panosa because Hashem's real for me, therefore I'm going to rely on Hashem when he tells me to do the mitzvah, I'm doing all the mitzvahs. You can't be a bum and be a Baal betochen according to the Chovis Lavavos. The Vilna Gaon says you can, and we pass it like the Vilna Gaon. Fine, so we are the Vilna Gaon that are betoch Hashem chesed v'zayin afilu rosh gomo, b'seder. I just want to compare the two different shittas. The betochen we function with on our level in this world today is not the level of the Chovis Lavavos. We go according to, we spoke about it, there are two chapters on this. We go according to Rashi's betochen, which means I have betochen that whatever Hashem is doing for me is for the good. It's coming from Hashem, he loves me, cares for me, he can do whatever he wants, therefore this is the best thing for me. Right? So I make a cheshbon how much ishtadas I have to make, in such a way that I want to have charota. Now when it doesn't work, I don't have charota, because I know, I made enough ishtadas. Ah, now I didn't get what I wanted. I wasn't expecting to get what I wanted, I was expecting to get what Hashem wanted. And I'm a kabbalah, what Hashem gives me is good for me. And that itself is an avoider, and there's dargas in that avoider, of course. But you've got to start somewhere. So it could be, to answer your question, that this Adam Godel, saw in this person that if he made any less in shtadlis than that, he would eventually have charotted, lose whatever bit of betochen he did have. And therefore he told him to go work 73 hours a day. That may very well be, not that chas v'chalilah, interpreting what goes on. I'm always wrong when it comes to trying to think why they don't say what they say. I usually get it wrong, which is good news for the church. If I always got it right, that means I could think like them, then you could come to me. I'm saying, we don't understand, but it's Torah and we have to learn it. It could be that's what he was, I don't know. Questions, comments?
Yeah.
Alternative sharing.
So I figure out what my minimum.
You don't figure it out. You don't figure it out.
I go to
you work it out. You work it out with somebody else.
So if it doesn't work, okay, it will not affect my betochen.
Correct.
But honestly, if it doesn't work out, I'm still gonna be bummed out. I mean, at the end of the month, if, you know.
So then you make you have to make some back moist.
I can't pay my bills.
So then you have to make moist studies. Then you have to make moist studies. Or.
But even if I make another studies, if it doesn't work out, doesn't matter. If it don't work out, you can't pay for your kids.
Let me ask you a question.
You're gonna be bummed out.
Let me ask you a question. What did doing all the ishtadlis in the world and not getting what you want to teach you about ishtadlis?
It doesn't show positive
effect. Oh, look what you just learned. You took it to break it. Rav Dessler says like this, you take it to break it. There's a level of a person, this doesn't apply to everybody, there's a level of a person which you seem to be describing, okay, that still believes that his ishtadlis has something to do with the outcome. Therefore, he needs to make a lot of ishtadlis in order to see that the ishtadlis doesn't work. You take it to break it. If he never took this medication, he would never know whether the medication works or not. He takes the medication and see it doesn't do anything. Say, no, the medication's not doing anything, it's a chef. One second, we're not trying to work on you personally. It's hard, too hard. In a room like this with so many people to work on, exactly. That we have to go into a room on our own and we have to grill you.
Isn't there a danger in that, though?
Oh! What's the danger?
He'll work for 73 hours and say, ah!
Oh, excellent. Says Rav Dessler, what's the danger of this? The danger of this is you might start believing in your ishtadlis.
Yeah.
Right? So when that happens, you have to stop doing any ishtadlis.
You're back at square one, Baruch.
Yes. This is an avoid of chayes.
One akuda, I get all that.
So you come sit here. You only have one problem?
Yeah.
So the guy comes to me and he says, I've got one kashi in the Gemara in Shabbos. One kashi is gone. Oh. That means you haven't started learning the Masechet yet. How many kashas do we have in? Got one kasha. Oh, I'm jealous.
I know my ishtadlis has nothing to do with the result. Not because my big ball fits up on, but because it's been proven to me over and over again, so I've seen it.
Five finger clarity. Good.
But I cannot wrap my head around this idea that if I do whatever amount of ishtadlis I do, and I don't get the result that I'm hopeful to get, I'm not going to be bummed about it.
Once again, there's two. What do you mean bummed? You mean bummed that you have charotah, you didn't make more ishtadlis? Or you're just miserable because you don't have what you want? Those are two separate sugyas. I'm fully intact with the fact that I made enough in Stadlers and that nothing would have changed how much money I've had in the bank. But I want more money in the bank.
Right.
Oh, those are two different things. The one is the guy's got a certain level of betochen and he's made enough in Stadlers. The other one is a baby who never got what he wants, so he's fetching.
Right. Yeah,
because you think you know how much money you need, but Hashem really knows.
So yeah, that's in the betochen. That's on the betochen draw. I'm just doing the real life draw. We don't get what we want. Fine. Okay. So that's a barometer. That lack of yishuv adas you have, when you don't get what you want, tells you where your betochen level is. So now you take another teeny little step out of where you are in the direction of that big, big mountain. So you're in the foothills, you haven't even got to base camp yet. Sada! A lot of people over there. A lot of traffic down there. You have to break it down. You have to break it down.
And this may not be bothered. I don't understand. I guess they may not be upset with where they're holding. They have a budget. They have whatever.
I have no idea, but find somebody.
I mean, this guy was learning all day. He obviously wasn't so happy because he went to speak.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer your question. Find somebody. Yeah, who is holding there, and follow them around.
I don't know anyone
who's holding. I know a lot of people. A lot of you come to me, I'll introduce you to a few people. Follow them around and see how they do it. Somebody once asked Rebecca, how can you still be a frum Jew and still be sort of a simcha and whatever after you know what your parents went through in the Holocaust and whatever? Is that a good question? I really don't know how. But follow me around and maybe you'll work it out for yourself. Maybe you'll be able to tell me how. I don't know how. I know there's a Kodesh Baruch who runs the world and everything he does is for the good. And I'll get through my life with a smile on my face.
That's one way.
That's a darga already. There's another way, which is a lower darga. And that is you broke your ankle. Yeah? And you're miserable. Because it's mobile. You can't walk around. You can't go. And can you see? Yeah? Can you hear? Can you talk? Can you walk? Yeah? You're still married. You have children. Yeah? You have a heck of a lot of stuff in your portfolio. Right? Quetching and being miserable about a broken ankle is saying to Hashem, I don't appreciate everything else you did for me. When you don't get what you want, be as miserable as you want. But don't let everything that you do have get nullified by that. That's for little guys. A guy turns around and says, it's all from Hashem, it's for the good. That's really a dagin betochen. And achinami. Gamzu le toiv, komadav rachman le tov avid, I don't know which is higher. Gamzu le toiv is higher than. That's another story. Aval, there's a level where a person, Rav Avigdor Miller taught this to me. Rav Avigdor Miller had a grandson. If there's any Roletsky victims there, they should go, because I'm not... I don't seem to be too quiet. Okay.
Oh,
just walked in. Okay, fine. So just done. So Rav Avigdor Miller had a grandson. Rahmanat's son was killed in a car crash. On the day of his bar mitzvah, they'd come to Eretz Israel for the bar mitzvah, and on the way back from the Kosel, nobody in Ravigdom's community knew that it had happened. They put up a petic on the notice board, he took it down. And Thursday night, he came in and gave his famous Thursday night shiur, and nobody knew anything was wrong. There was somebody there who knew about the incident and came to Ravigdom after the shiur and asked him, what are you doing? How do you do this? So he said, you must know one thing. I'm an oval. I was very close to this grandson, and I'm in a lot of pain. But if I would sit here moping and quetching and groaning and being very upset, it would show a Kodesh Baruch Hu that I don't appreciate everything else he's doing for me. The other grandchildren I've got, the fact that my children are all frum, he went through a whole long list of things that he had. So it's not that I'm not in pain. It's not that I'm not an oval. It's not that I'm not worried what happened, that if you have to do a cheshbon, whatever. Aval, just because you're in hospital, he said, doesn't mean you're not still collecting the rent. I got a patch. Father gives a child a patch. The child feels appreciated everything else that the father's doing for him. That's maybe something to work on. For us, on our level. Look how much you've got. Stop focusing on what you don't have and focusing on what you do have. And then what you do have will override that what you don't have. Work on a chorus of toiv and you'll get rid of the irritation. That's maybe an avoider that we can get our teeth into. on a small level, start just focusing on what you have to be grateful for. Keep a list of all the things that happened to somebody else that didn't happen to you. Just be so grateful. Look around you. So, Panosa this month was Shvet. It's a pain. It's a kvetch. I'm not asking you not to kvetch. I'm not asking you not to be worried. It's a high level. Panosa is a real problem. It's a real problem not having Panosa. It's not simple. Feel the pain. If you don't feel the pain, you won't daven. If you don't daven, you certainly won't have Panosa. Use the lack of Panosa as an impetus to go daven and scream to Hashem and Avad. Of course. Not to say, Hashem Yazor. What about Panosa? Eh, Hashem Yazor. That's nonsense. That's not the tochen. That's laziness.
That has nothing to do.
But at the same time, I don't let the lack of whatever it is, whether it's Panosa, ABC, fill in your own little gap of what you're missing and what you want. I don't let that wipe out everything else that Hashem's doing for me. Because I have a lot more than what I don't have. Now, if you do your ledger, your debit, I don't know, the counting was never my game. But if you have the credits and the debits, yeah, you'll see that the credits are much bigger than the debits. If not, then you should speak to somebody, because then you're missing the point.
No, but if I'm not saying at the end of the month, oh, I should have worked another 20 hours, and that would have done it.
No, we're talking about we've overcome the ishtadlis. We're making the right amount of ishtadlis. I don't have charotta, but I'm still miserable at the end of the day because I need panasa, and I don't have panasa, or I'm sick, and I don't want to be sick, or whatever it is, God forbid, that you're having a problem with. There's nothing to do with ishtadlis. And making more ishtadlis is not going to help. I know that.
But you're saying if somebody says ishtadlis needs more ishtadlis, it's a point issue. If somebody is just upset that where he's holding, then it's an appreciation
issue. It's an appreciation issue. That's right. Pashtus. Yeah. And sit down and write a list. Okay, I don't have panosa, but sit down. Put that down on the con list. Now go write all the pros. And write out all the cons. And you'll see the pros list outweighs by far. And that will help you to get over the bumps.
It's like the misonim when they complained about the month, they called it Lechem HaKlokel, yeah? And they complained that there was they didn't have melons, leeks, cucumbers, onions. There's another one as well. And I think Me'am Loes says that the reason why she didn't allow the month to taste those foods is because the month absorbed the properties